Okay, now I'm going to show you a picture. Please describe what you can see. You have 30 seconds.
Yes. On this picture I can see the plane, then the mobile stairs and with a fire engine and two pilots. One pilot threw into the window and looked at another second another, and then second pilot climbing down through the ropes. Also upstairs we can see people in uniform that just spectators.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Now I'd like to look at this second picture. Mm-hmm. I'd like to ask you some questions about picture B. What is the passenger doing?
The passenger is sliding from emergency escape slide.
Mm-hmm. What type of situation is this?
I think it is a real emergency situation. Because we can see fire brigade and the inflated emergency slide. Mm-hmm. Bridge maybe, and it's very expensive for a company. And the pilot which looked through the window. Mm-hmm. And maybe give some advices to passengers or fire brigade and control the situation.
What do you think will happen next?
I think after when all passengers were escaped, they will go through the way of the plane.
Okay. Both pictures show emergency training situations. What are the main differences between the two situations?
On picture A, we can see escaping of the pilots. On picture B, escaping of the passengers. Mm-hmm. And on picture A, there are mobile stairs and ropes. On picture B, only emergencies slide.
Mm-hmm. What is the same about them?
The same, it's training of it's just training or maybe a real situation. Picture B. Mm-hmm. It's the in both cases we can see escaping from the planes.
In your opinion, which situation looks more serious?
Of course, picture B, because we can see an inflated slide, and on picture B, plane is bigger than on picture A.
Okay, thank you. Now let's consider emergency situations in general. So when is a situation an emergency situation?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, could you repeat the question, please?
Yes. When is a situation an emergency situation?
When? Mm-hmm. Of course, it's my humble opinion. The worst emergency situation can be in the air during takeoff, climb, level flight, or landing. Mm-hmm. When aircraft airborne, when aircraft in the air.
Why is that more serious than on the ground?
Because the plane is have a higher speed than on the ground, and it's the air or sky is more or less appropriate surroundings for people.
Okay. Yeah. Which emergency situations should passengers be most worried about?
The worst situation for passengers.
Yeah, which situations should passengers be most worried about?
I think it is smoke in the cabin. Smoke in the cabin. And of course fire on board, but it's the same. But why? If modern planes has a lot of plastics inside cabin equipment, and in case of fire, the modern plastic burn with very toxic smoke, and it is very bad for health of passengers, and in the passenger cabin. Only a few bottles of oxygen bottles with masks for breathing in that situation, in smoke situation.
Okay, thank you.
In smoke air.
People hear a lot more about emergency situations on television these days. Mm. What would you say to people who are worried about flying?
Yeah, of course, and now, but in that case, cabin attendants or pilots every time say passengers to don't about very good training of pilots and cabin attendants. And modern planes are very reliable and has a appropriate maintenance. And also we have good navigation equipment, modern radars, traffic collision avoidance systems, different ground proximity warning system, and other devices which can help pilots to avoid emergency situation.
Now let's think about depressurization. What can cause depressurization?
The main cause of depressurization is a failure of air pressure system of the plane, especially if the plane is old and it is controlled by some computers, and in case of failure of the computers there is maybe some depressurization, and sometimes because of depressurization must be fail in cargo doors or passenger doors, and sometimes when pilot's windshield is cracked.
How is it different to other emergency situations?
Very often situation when we have some medical problems with passenger on board, and
I'm going to ask you that question again.
Sorry?
I'll ask again. How is depressurization different to other emergency situations?
The depressurization is, I think, the worst situation after smoke in the cabin. Mm-hmm. And every time it's 100% that pilots will perform emergency descent and land on at the nearest airport.
Do they need to request clearance to do that?
Yes, we must inform ATC controller as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, mm-hmm. we must start our procedures, emergency procedures.
And what should passengers do in the event of depressurization?
The first that the passenger must avoid any panics or scaring, maybe crying. They must only put on their personal oxygen mask and check that their seatbelt is fastened.
Okay, thank you very much. That's the end of the test.
Thank you.